Good morning. Today, Bible reading comes from Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 to 10, and I'm going to read it in Farsi. ایمان چیست؟ حال ببینیم ایمان چیست؟ ایمان یعنی اطمینان داشتن به اینکه آنچه امید داریم واقع خواهد شد. ایمان یعنی یقین داشتن به آنچه اعتقاد داریم، هرچند قادر به دیدنش نمی باشیم. مردان خدا در زمان قدیم به سبب ایمانشان بود که مورد پسند خدا واقع شدند. با ایمان به وجود خداست که می دانیم زمین و آسمان و در حقیقت همه چیز به دستور خدا ساخته شدند و همه اینها از چیزهای نادیدنی به وجود آمدند. هابیل. از راه ایمان بود که هابیل دستور خدا را اطاعت کرد و هدیه‌ای به خدا تقدیم نمود که بیشتر از هدیه قائل سبب رضایت او گردید. خدا با قبول هدیه هابیل نشان داد که او را مورد لطف و حنایت خود قرار داده است و اکنون با اینکه هزاران سال از دوران هابیل می‌گذرد، اما هنوز هم می‌توانیم درس‌های بسیاری از زندگی او درباره ایمان به خدا بیاموزیم. خنوخ نیز به خدا ایمان داشت. به همین جهت بدون اینکه طعم مرگ را بچشد، خدا او را به نزد خود برد. او ناگهان ناپدید شد، زیرا خدا او را از این جهان به عالم دیگر منتقل ساخت. پیش از آن خدا فرموده بود که از خنوخ خوشنود است، اما خوشنود ساختن خدا بدون ایمان و توکل به او محال است. هر که می‌خواهد به سوی خدا بیاید باید ایمان داشته باشد که خدا هست و به آنانی که با دلی پاک در جستجوی او هستند پاداش می‌دهد. نوح یکی دیگر از کسانی است که به خدا ایمان داشت. وقتی خدا به او فرمود که سرنوشت هولناکی در انتظار مردم بی ایمان است، او سخن خدا را باور کرد، با اینکه هنوز هیچ نشانه از طوفان نبود. اما او بدون فوت و وقت یک کشتی ساخت و خانواده خود را نجات داد. ایمان نوح در نقطه مقابل گناه و بی ایمانی مردم دنیا قرار داشت، مردمی که حاضر نبودند خدا را اطاعت کنند. در اثر همین ایمان بود که نوح مقبول خدا گردید. ابراهیم نیز به خاطر ایمانی که به خدا داشت دعوت او را اطاعت کرد و به سوی سرزمینی که خدا وعده اش را داده بود به راه افتاد. او بدون آنکه بداند به کجا می رود شهر و دیار خود را ترک گفت. حتی وقتی به سرزمین موعود رسید، مانند یک رهگذر در خیمه ها زندگی می کرد. اسحاق و یعقوب نیز که همین وعده را از خدا یافته بودند، مانند او در خیمه ها زندگی خود را سپری کردند. ابراهیم با اطمینان کامل در انتظار روزی بود که خدا او را به آن شهر مستحکم و جاودان ببرد، شهری که طراح و سازنده خود خداست. این کلام خدا بود. آمین.
Good morning, everyone. Can you hear me? Okay, thank you for coming, everyone. So many people have left for holiday, and so, but we came here to worship God. How privileged, yeah, to worship together. So when I lead this music at Moline College, we sometimes sing a song is very with a different language, but many people experience the presence of God. It was amazing. Today also, Paria, that is a Persian language. It was good, man. Thank you. Anyway, people start. Let's pray together. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thanks for today. Thanks for the amazing time to listen to your message, Father. You may help us to come and good heart to listen to your message, Father. We really need your word. Really need your peace, mercy, love, your word. Now you call us, we are called us to worship you and to encourage each other, one another, for your kingdom, Father. We trust you, we believe you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. There was once a person who came to Australia and tried to settle down. He started to work hard and feed his children and learn Aussie culture. He spent much time thinking about visa, finance, and overcoming issues. He lived as a full-time student at college, a dad at home, and a cleaner and a cashier in Woolworths in Australia. In this difficult situation, he thought of one of the important things to do as a Christian. It was to trust in God with faith. It was to live by faith in the world. This is my story. This is me. So when I prepared this one, Joey told me, "Oh, you are so, you praise you yourself." Well, I don't want, but anyway, yeah. It is good introduction, that's why I made it. I know that about 50% of our church members came from overseas and tried to settle down here and have experienced harder life in Australia. For example, normally people think of a visa, finance, and family to settle down. The other half of our church members were born here, and sometimes they also have a difficult life in Australia. So in this difficulty, we are asked, what do we do? What should we do as Christians? It is to trust God by faith. Because as living by faith, we can overcome many things in our difficult life. Today, I'm going to talk about living by faith. Living by faith. Hebrews chapter 11, when you read Hebrews chapter 11, is the key chapter to see about living by faith. The author of Hebrews described the definition of faith in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, like this. Now, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Faith is explained as the confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. In this wonderful and well-known chapter, probably the most well-known in the entire book, faith is explained as a confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. There are two words which describe faith in verse 1. They are confidence and assurance. Faith starts with believing in God's character, that He is who He says He is. Faith finishes with believing God's promises that He will do what He says He will do. When we believe that, God will fulfill His promises. Even though we do not see any evidence, we demonstrate through faith. I told you there are two important sentences that describe faith in verse 1. First, the confidence in what we hope for means that the person has complete confidence that God will fulfill His promises. This confidence is very important in our Christian life because there are so many uncertainty in our life. Therefore, we need confidence and assurance to overcome many issues in our life. Fortunately, there are so many God's promises in the Bible. According to one person count, there are 3,753 God's promises in the Bible. Is there anyone who count, you know, how many God's promises in the Bible? 3,753 promises in the Bible. That's why we have to read the Bible every day, just like we eat three meals every day. We have to read, we have to eat spiritual food every day. And we can live by faith, which knows God's promise in the Bible. For example, Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. This is amazing God's promise from the Bible. Wherever we go, when we trust God, God is with us. Almighty God is with us. That's why we don't need to worry about this, anything, because God is with you, with us. So that's why we have to hold His promises in our life by faith. So every day, when you read the Bible, we can see God's promises. So this is one of the examples. We often think of the word hope in terms of uncertainty desire. I hope it doesn't rain on Saturday. I hope I do well on this test. For believer, however, hope is a desire based on assurance and confidence. The assurance and confidence are based on God's character. Second, assurance about what we do not see. This means that the person believes in the reality of something that he or she cannot see, taste, hear, or touch. We do not know and see what's going on in the future. We do not know what's going on in the future. But by faith, we believe that God will guide and give the best life for us, and that we can see the clear picture in the reality of something in the present or in the future. It's amazing, God's promise. When we have faith that God will guide us, protect us, lead us to the right way. It's an amazing faith. What we do not see include eternal life, future rewards, heaven, victory of many issues, which we have as believers, and the second coming of Jesus Christ. Faith regards this to be as real as what can be perceived with the senses. Faith means that if God promised something, He will fulfill that promise. That is faith. Faith allows Christians to make a God-honoring decision based on unseen realities. This belief and assurance about God's unseen promises allows Christians to persevere in their faith regardless of persecution, opposition, difficulties, and temptation. For example, when people who come from overseas might face issues such as visa, finance, different culture, and language, we can see God's unseen promises by faith. We may have faith which God already prepared for us and will give wisdom to overcome those issues. Firstly, I had a concern about visa for about 6 years in Australia. My daughter Joy did not go to kindergarten. At the beginning of school, she went to kindy late after I had a permanent residence visa because of finance at the time. All I could do was to live by faith. If there is God's will for my family and Joy, He will provide everything we needed to stay. I understand that some people are applying to get permanent residence visa or they are preparing for this visa. I understand that without visa, life is not to stay. Life is not easy to stay in Australia. I already had experience for 6 years. I understand that situation, someone's heart. So I want to encourage someone who needs a PR permanent residency at the moment to keep trusting in God by faith. We have to do our best, but all we can do is to trust God by faith. Secondly, they may have a language issue. When I came to Perth in February in 2008, maybe 10 years ago, 10 and a half years ago, at that time, when I came to Perth Airport, someone talked to his friend, and then he said to his friend, "Friend, what die is to die? What die is it to die?" You know, when you go to Perth, their pronunciation like is Aussie. You know, what die is it to die? I just interpreted that pronunciation. What die? You know, what die? Not day. D-I-E. Die. Is it? To, T-O, space, D-I-E. What die is to die? I interpret like that. So why do they talk about die? Who die? One of my principal in Perth Bible College, when I studied, he always saying, to die, we go into something. To die. Very interesting, eh? So normally I have learned is American English. Yeah, so she is from America, but so American English. We learn is American English in Korea. So normally, what is today? Yeah, what is today? But it was interesting, you know, to experience, you know, different pronunciation from Perth. Sometimes we may have is different accent or issue, you know, different accent, different language, culture, something like that. I was in English teacher in an English institution in Korea for 6 years. But I realized that in Australia that I learned and taught grandma an expression which was useless and dead in this English-speaking country. So I had to learn again. I had some English grammar expression of some parts again. We may have a language issue here. But all we can do here is to live by faith and trust God by doing our best. We have to improve language and also trust God by faith, because God will guide our life here. More generally, there may be issues such as family issues, children, and issue in working in the company and bad relationship in our life. However, as we learn today from God's word, we can persevere and overcome issue by faith. All human beings face issue in front of them, but what we can do, as Hebrew author said today, is to have assurance by living in faith, to keep moving forward. All human beings worry about concern, but as Christian, we have to be different from others. I want to note again, faith means that we trust God even though we cannot see any solution in the present. That is faith. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 2, let's see. Through their faith, the people in days of old earned a good reputation. The Hebrew also said that many believers in the Old Testament gained assurance and confidence through living by a good faith that they show an example of Christian life for us. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. By faith, we understand that the entire universe was formed and God's command, that what we now see did not come from anything that can be seen. Here is an illustration of faith. Faith allows us to understand that God created the world from nothing by his creative saying word alone. The whole universe was formed at God's command. God simply said the words, "Let there be." And what he wanted came into being. Let's just see, you know, Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, "Let there be light. Let there be vault." Verse 6, "Let the land produce vegetation." Verse 11. We understand this by faith. Not because we saw it happen, but because we understand that from what we read in the Bible and from our relationship with the loving Father, that the world was created with a purpose and that we are part of that purpose. From now on, we can see that the last of the chapter in verse 4 to 10. Today, Bible reading is verse 1 to 10. So the last of chapter, verse 4 to 10, present example of a man and woman who received God's approval because they lived by faith. When you read chapter 11, Hebrew chapter 11, it is amazing, amazing verse about faith. There are about 70 people who lived by faith. If you really want to live by faith, we should read Hebrews chapter 11. Especially, there are many good stories about faith, but I chose Abraham's story. Chapter 11, verse 8. By faith, Abram, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. Abram left his home on the basis of God's promise. He went out not knowing where he was going. He didn't know where he has to go. God promised to bless Abram and make him great, but there was one condition. Abraham had to live by faith to do what God wanted him to do. Abraham obeyed, leaving his home. He trusted in God's promises of even greater blessing in the future. Abraham's life was filled with living by faith. His life is to live by faith through obedience to what God said to him. If we are Abraham, if you are Abraham, could we move from our hometown to other area? It's not easy, isn't it? It's very difficult to move to another area. But Abraham did by faith, through obedience. In verse 9, by faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who are heirs with him of the same promise. Do you know the Abraham story very well? Nomad Abraham. He didn't have any home to live, to dwell in. He just keep moving like a nomad. Abraham lived by faith through the rest of his life, continuing to trust God as he lived in the land God promised him. He lived in his land like a foreigner. I know his heart because I feel sometimes a foreigner. I'm from overseas. That's why I understand. When I read this verse, I really understand that Abraham's heart. He lived in his land like a foreigner, living in tents. He didn't build cities and take over the land. Abraham lived like a nomad, moving around the land and even going down to Egypt for a time. Nomads live in the tents and carried everything with them when they moved. Through Abraham had been promised the whole land. He had no house to dwell in, but Abraham demonstrated a great gift of faith in the one true God. In verse 10, for he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God. Abraham lived by faith, we know that, verse 9, because he was confidently looking forward to a city. This was not an earthly city, but a city with eternal foundation, heaven. Abraham was looking forward to the city by faith. It was an amazing verse described, living by faith. When I read Abraham's story today, verse 8 to 10, I thought of our church. In the last couple of years, we did not know what to do about a big issue, but we trusted God and followed his way, and we overcame this big issue. This year, we are moving forward to God's vision. There is still uncertainty of the future because we have finance issue, but we trust God and are overcoming by faith. Our church is looking for the new plan through a grant, with a partnership grant of how much money? $10,000. We want to build a good vineyard, but we do not see it now. We do not know what is going on in the future, but all we can do is to live by faith and do action by asking and trusting God. There are possible solutions about community needs. Chris and Paria wanted, they talk about this. For example, create a community space, cafe, share the weekly meal, small groups, community garden, vineyard, play area, barbecue, social enterprise. Last one, Medimonde. Really, like one day we share about, you know, a future and something like that with Cameron on Tuesday night. And then Medi really like this one, gym. Eh? He's now the trainer in the gym. And the gym, we can think about this one. But it's a future. We don't know what's going on in the future. But all we can do to trust God by faith, through obedience, what God wants us to do for our church, Westside Community Church. We really want to invite many people, local people to our church. We have to think about this one, by faith. But we do not know what's going on, but trust God by faith. Thank you. I want to say again, it is very important. For myself, I came to our church as a student pastor in 2016. So almost it's happened one year and 6 months and 7 months, something like that. I am sure I'm called as a cross-cultural pastor, minister in the Australian church. I love multicultural people. I love our church so much. My kids and Esther like Westside Community Church, our church, so much. But I have uncertainty of the future. I do not know what is going on in the future. All I can do is trust God by faith. I have confidence that God has sent me to Westside Community Church to keep moving forward. And I have an assurance and confidence that God will give me the best life and use me to lead and work together with the multicultural people. So when you go to Australian church, they are becoming so multicultural. They need a cross-cultural minister to work together, to keep moving forward. But now it's slowly changing at the moment. As I told you, all I can do is trust God by faith, which is confidence in what I hope for and what I do not see. All I can do is to trust God. There are some questions for us today. I think this is a very important question. Whatever we face issues in our life, are we trusting God by faith? Even though we do not see any solution in the present because of issue, can we live by faith? How can we be working together to keep moving forward for our church by faith? How can we be working together with your spiritual gift for our church to keep moving forward? You can think about this one during the week. May God bless you to think about your faith, your life. So I encourage you to live by faith. Whatever, it doesn't matter. Whatever you have faith, God is with you. And then when we trust God by faith, He will guide us to right away the best life for us. Amen. Let's pray. Now for a minute, let's spend time praying together. God is challenging now. Are you living by faith, even though you cannot see any solution in front of us? God is challenging you, someone who needs visa, finance, and many issues. Are you living by faith? Are you trusting God by faith, even though you cannot see any picture, clear picture in your life? Are you trusting God by faith? Let's spend time just for maybe 30 seconds. Let's pray. Yeah. And I'll close prayer. Shall we stand and then we can pray together? Heavenly Father, thanks for your message today. As we listen to you, we may have many issues in our life, especially people who come from overseas may have visa, finance, and language issue. May God encourage them to live by faith through action. Generally, both people who were born here and people who were born from overseas may have issues. For example, family and children working area, and so on. May God bless us to keep moving forward by faith. May God bless us to keep trusting you by faith. Because faith is the key to overcome, to break through all kinds of issues. And then we trust you. We trust that you guide us, you lead us to the right way, to the green pasture, to the correct way, Father. Thank you, Lord. We trust you during the day. Please be with us. Please memorize your word. Think about faith, our faith. Thank you, Lord. We glorify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.